So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I say this to you realizing that the New York Giants could hire a first-time head coach, and that guy could be great. That's the beauty of hiring a coach.
Liam Cohen?
Yes.
Good example.
Oh, dude, look at Ben Johnson. Johnson. We're seeing it this weekend. So I don't want it to be thought that the Giants would hire Lou Anarumo and it's a disaster or it would turn into a disaster. But if they don't end up with John Harbaugh, and I'll stop right there. No offense to Kevin Stefanski. No offense even to Mike McCarthy, who I have great respect for. It feels like this offseason is being built up to where if they don't end up with John Harbaugh, a vast majority of Giant fans, not saying you, Teak, not even saying Sean, but a vast majority of Giant fans is going to look at this as a massively missed opportunity. Fair or not, that's where I think this coaching search is now headed.
Well, it's interesting because we know that John Harbaugh is number one on maybe except for the Ravens, everybody's list who has a coaching vacancy, in particular the Miami Dolphins, who we talked about yesterday because Steve Ross loves the Harbaughs. Remember, Jim was there at Michigan. And you don't just fire your head coach after 2 days prior saying Mike McDaniel is secure in his head coaching job. And then a day later, you fire him.
Right.
Because John Harbaugh becomes available. The writing's on the wall. We know who really, 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 really wants John Harbaugh. That's Miami.
Sure.
And so does everybody else. I don't know yet what the hell John Harbaugh wants to do. I hear what you're saying. You're right. But John Harbaugh could be saying, I need to take a year off. I coached for 18 years with the same organization, had tons of success. There were ups and downs, and it got a little, not contentious, but whatever you want to call the situation that was in Baltimore this year. It was just weird, right? Especially with Lamar Jackson. He might want to chill.
Yeah.
He might not want to come out and go grind on a team that needs some massive turning around, at least from a success quotient. And so John Harbaugh is the best option. He has had the resume that no other of the candidates, I don't care who you're talking about, can match. Maybe Mike McCarthy, but that's different. Mark McCarthy feels different.
We went through it yesterday.
Right.
Fair
he just
or not.
Feels different.
There's a different
yes.
feel towards him.
Right, right. And I'm not knocking Mike McCarthy. It just is what it is. And if you follow football, you know exactly what I'm talking about. So he's in high demand. We don't know yet what he wants to do. And yes, he might be number one for the Giants. But what happens if you don't get him?
Or if
Miami gets him?
I'll tell you.
You got to be right there with the next guy,
Tiki,
too.
I will tell you what will happen, okay? Most Giant fans are going to take it as a massive kick in the groin.
But why?
Because
this is the best job, other than the Ravens job.
I think it's the best job. I agree with you.
Which I think Ravens probably is a tick higher just because they've had success.
And they also have Lamar Jackson.
And they have an MVP. So it's higher, but John Harbaugh is not going to.
Right. Baltimore. We can exclude him from this conversation.
But the best job, at least for John Harbaugh's standpoint, is the New York Football Giants. We know that. And I think he knows that.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of, is that what he wants to do? And if it's, does he want to do it right now?
Yeah, look, here's the bottom line. I think that if the Giants miss out on John Harbaugh, I will be calm and relaxed and tell you it's not the end of the world. Like, could Kevin Stefanski come over here and in his second job be wildly successful? Of course. Could Mike McCarthy come over here and win 12 games every year like he did in Dallas? Of course. Could you hire a first-time head coach and hit one out of the ballpark? Of course you can. I'm just telling you, in the short term, there's going to be massive disappointment. And there's going to be a lot of questions about ownership, ownership's decision to keep Joe Shane, and everything to kind of self-analyze. Why don't we get this guy? Because this is a unique opportunity to hire a guy with a loaded resume. It almost feels like a dream that he's available. And fair or not to Kevin Stefanski, fair or not to Mike McCarthy, fair or not to Lou Anarumo or Antonio Pierce, he's the guy. And if the Giants don't end up with him, there's going to be massive disappointment. And in a weird way, makes it almost unfair to whoever gets the job. Because that's not necessarily fair to Mike McCarthy or Kevin Stefanski, who I know you like and Sean likes.
Yep.
And I'm not telling you he's going to be terrible. I'm telling you that the Giant fan is going to feel like, wow, we're not the Giants
and
anymore.
And again,
we couldn't get this guy.
And no matter what happens, and especially if it's Stefanski, my job on this show will be to preach the patience that's necessary to prove, not to prove, but to show that it wasn't a bad hire. We don't know ultimately what it's going to turn into, whether it's John Harbaugh, Kevin Stefanski, Jesse Mentor, or whoever. We have no idea until we get to September, they start actually playing football games. But the reaction is going to be negative. And if it's not John Harbaugh, I think you're right.
Yes.
But the reality is anything can happen, right? John Harbaugh could be Pete Carroll in Las Vegas. Now,
absolutely.
I don't think that's going to happen, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Nobody thought Pete Carroll was going to fail that badly. I think we all knew it would be a struggle.
Right.
Because the team just is a little bit bereft of some talent. But they stunk.
Yes.
I mean, they were bad. And so that could be John Harbaugh.
Look, the beauty.
Or it could be Liam Cohen going to Jacksonville, a historically convoluted place to coach and to play because of all the issues that have gone on. And you got a quarterback, but is he really that good? And now all of a sudden, they're the best team in the AFC, or one of them, at least in the AFC, and some teams' favorites to get to the Super Bowl this year. So anything can happen. So it's preaching the patience that's going to come with whoever comes. The thing that's interesting to me, though, this is from a side point.
Yeah.
This is now not debating who's best, John Harbaugh, Stefanski, whoever. I'm thinking about how the Giants are going about this. Because we know how this happens in 2025, really 2020 and probably beyond, because of COVID. Your first interview, unless you know these people already, and I don't know if they know John Harbaugh, I know they know Antonio Pierce, but any of these other guys that they've interviewed, this first interview is on a Zoom.
Well, isn't that only with those that currently have jobs as coordinators? So Vance Joseph would be a Zoom.
Yes.
But Mike McCarthy comes over for dinner.
Yeah, right. Antonio Pierce was here.
Yes, the guys who are just free.
Right. But half of these guys are Zoom.
Yes.
And so how do you get to know somebody on Zoom?
You don't.
It just doesn't. I hear this and I automatically say that guy has no chance. Honestly. I'm just saying.
Well, the reason I don't think they have a chance is because the Giants have a list of guys initially who are so loaded with their resume that it would be a disappointment to go to a coordinator or a failed first-time head coach like Vance Joseph.
Who you met via Zoom.
Who you met via Zoom, which is why if this search ends, with all due respect to Vance Joseph or Lou Anarumo or Antonio Pierce or Darren Rizzi, if it ends up with one of those guys, you're right. It's sports. Anything can happen. I will never tell you it's a lock that Antonio Pierce will be a failure here, but they will come in here with major disappointment. And that's what I think every candidate is facing, not named John Harbaugh. Even Kevin Stefanski, who's got a better resume than some of the guys you mentioned. Like, I think to a lot of Giant fans, this offseason, and I'm not going to say Harbaugh or bust, that's too extreme. It's Harbaugh or majorly disappointed. That's the mindset of a lot of people. And I get it because I would kind of feel the same way. after all these years of sucking, after all these years of being bad, of all these years looking for the next Tom Coughlin, of looking for the guy who's a sure thing at head coach, there's a guy out there who is. He's the surest thing of anyone out there. And if you don't end up with him, especially if you lose him to a team like the Dolphins, and I heard Gio's points this morning, and they're fair. Stephen Ross is a billionaire. He wants what he wants. He's going to be more aggressive than the Maras and Tishes. Maybe he is. But nevertheless, if you lose him, the reaction's going to be, hey, ownership, why weren't you more aggressive? Hey, ownership, why is Joe Shane still here? Like, it is going to be pointed questions about why you didn't nail this guy when a team without a quarterback gets him.
Yeah.
So it is being set up that it better be John Harbaugh or we're going to have a lot of uncomfortable conversations.
Why? This pertains to the exact conversation we're having now and the exact words that just left Evan's mouth regarding Joe Shane prohibiting John Harbaugh from coming here. The Dolphins have hired their general manager.
Uh-oh. If it's the guy who he has a connection with, I would say we better be
worried.
It's
over. Get ready for the breaking glass in about an hour. John Harbaugh announces a new head coach of the Miami Dolphins.
The Dolphins have elected not to hire John Harbaugh's guy, Chad Alexander, from the Chargers. They are going with Packers VP of player personnel, John Eric Sullivan, as their new general manager.
Don't know John.
Which is now making the entire social media world pivot to Harbaugh to the Giants.
All right, so let's find out about this guy, all right? I want to know more about him. This John Eric Sullivan has been with the Green Bay Packers for 20-plus years. So his connection is with the Green Bay Packers since he was a student assistant at Gardner Webb back in 2000. He was the training camp intern. Interns are very important, Sean, and they don't need to get paid.
No, they don't.
You said 20?
2003, bro. So we're talking 23 years. He was the football operations department employee for the Packers.
He's only 50.
I know he's there since he was a kid.
Wow.
He was the central
first job.
No wonder he wants to go to Miami. Imagine 20 years.
That's true. That's a good point.
Can I have some sun, please?
He was the Central Plains Region Scout, the Southeast Region Scout, the Director of College Scouting, the Co-Director of Player Personnel, and for the last 3 years in Green Bay, he's been the Vice President of Player Personnel. And that's the guy who they hired. So I agree with you. That is a good. That's another reason why you better end up with John Harbaugh.
That's a good situation for the Giants because their defensive coordinator, Jeff Hafley, is supposed to be one of the hot candidates.
Oh, so
as
that
well.
Could lead Jeff Hafley to Miami.
Yes.
All right. Now it's so funny Tiki says this because my immediate pinch is to go to negativity here. You know what I'm thinking? The Bears win Saturday. This guy simply hires LaFleur. Harbaugh looks at the Packer job and goes, that's the job.
That is, you know what? I think all these crazy possibilities are on the table.
Wow, can you imagine if that happened?
Yes.
The Packers lose.
Yes.
And they fire Matt LaFleur.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, next week, he's the head coach of the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, look, this guy would bring a known commodity, and then what's more attractive, the Packer job or the Giant job?
I think you need to take a deep breath, and I think it's a reminder that later on in the show when we do unveil our route chart for the NFL playoffs that we all, because this impacts me, with LaFleur or Harbaugh ending up in Miami, we all have to be big cheeseheads. We have to root for the
Green Bay. Let's go, Packers!
No, you're right. Just like, who was the other team we were rooting for?
Eagles!
The Eagles, that's right. Just like we're rooting for the Eagles.
All the teams that you think could eventually fire their coach and hire John Harbaugh or impact our division, or in your case, impact your coaching search, you got to root for that team.
Yeah.
But I think this just reinforces what I'm saying, which is this is a John Harbaugh or major disappointment kind of offseason.
Yeah.
And again, not fair to Kevin Stefanski, not fair to these other candidates, but if you're a Giant fan, this is your guy.
I'm trying to think of the advantage the Giants have, other than it being the Giants.
And Jackson Dart.
And the roster, the 100-plus year history of the New York Giants and all the success, the Super Bowls, etc. I feel like the advantage when it comes to this point where guys are being wooed is what's the relationship?
Right.
And I don't think the Giants have a relationship with John Harbaugh.
No, they don't.
I don't.
No, I mean, what's Joe Shane's relationship with him?
Exactly. But I know, and I'll get to the point, the reason this is important in a second. I know that Steve Ross does.
Right.
Obviously, because his brother was the head coach at Michigan. And I'm almost positive he went to a game up there and was on the sideline or one of those championship seasons or whatever it was. And so there's a connection. And so if you are heavily going after a guy and Steve Ross is likely heavily going after John Harbaugh. The Giants are heavily going after John Harbaugh. If you know somebody, it's harder to annoy them. You know what I mean?
It's harder. I think it's easier.
No,
to
it's
hard.
No, it's harder. It's harder for them to be annoyed by you.
Oh, I got you.
Right. If you don't know somebody and they just keep pestering you, hey Evan, can I get the Evan, can you do this for me? Hey Evan, and you don't know that person, you're like, dude, I'm never talking to that person again. But if you know the guy, it's kind of like, all right, you're just being a whatever. Sure, give me a second. I'll do it next week. Right. So just, I think the Giants are at a little bit of a disadvantage because the relationship's not there. At least I don't think they're
they're also
there.
At a disadvantage, and I guess you could argue now Miami may be at a new disadvantage in terms of the general manager.
Right.
You know, it is a relationship business, and it doesn't mean that John Harbaugh needed to have worked with Joe Shane, or in this case, the guy that was just hired, John Eric Sullivan.
Right.
But you don't want to force someone on him. That's what you don't want to do. And so, if it turns out that John doesn't take this job, we're all going to speculate why. It's naturally going to be a question, whether it's
the Giants job.
The Giants job. Whether he ends up in Miami, which maybe feels a little less likely in the last 5 minutes based on them hiring this John Eric Sullivan from Green Bay, or he ends up in Green Bay, or he ends up in Buffalo, one of the teams that loses this weekend, or shockingly, one of the currently available jobs. He ends up in Cleveland, who I floated a few days ago, or wherever. Naturally, we're going to point our finger at ownership and say, what did you do wrong? Why didn't you get him? Mm-hmm. Was it money? Was it Joe Shane? Because this guy's perfect. He is like the laboratory head coach for where the Giants are, not only in their franchise's history, but with what they have on their roster.
Right.
And so I know, and I respect you, Sean. You're very, we're actually very similar because I'm still massively disappointed about the Mets offseason, but I can't go around on every Rico
Ronya.
It's
not over yet, man. I know. It's not over.
You're right. I can't go around doom and glooming everything. I have to eventually say, okay, this guy's on my team. Let's talk about it. You eventually make peace with decisions that your franchise made that even you disagree with.
Oh, Bo Bichette's still out there.
He is. He's not going to be a Met.
No, he's going to the Phillies.
Which is disastrous. Stop bringing up baseball, Tiki.
Good for the Yankees. Get him out of Toronto.
But I know that after John doesn't take this job, if he doesn't take this job, I'm not predicting that, you will quickly pivot to, hey, this guy's this, this guy's that. You'll eventually make peace with it.
Yeah.
But you have to admit, upon hearing that news, it's going to be a massive disappointment.
I think it is in terms of like everything you're saying. I'm a little different, Evan, because there's a part of me that still kind of thinks Kevin Stefanski ultimately is going to be the better coach for the next 20 years. I'm in the realm of it can't not be Stefanski or Harbaugh, where you're just focusing on Harbaugh. But to your point,
it's interesting what you just said. Now, I don't think the Giants, because when was the last time, how long was Coughlin? 04 to 15. 04 to 15. So 11 years.
11. Yeah, I guess it's really 12.
12 years.
Here.
Whatever it is. When was the last time the Giants had a coach that lasted that long? I mean, Fossil was seven.
Seven. Yeah.
Right. And
Parcells wasn't that long either.
I don't feel like he was. It wasn't. It wasn't
right.
Two decades.
No, they don't.
Parcells was between 1983 and 1990. So not nearly as long.
Right. And so
you'd have to go back to the legendary Steve Owen. From many, many years ago.
Yeah, but Steve Owen was a player and a coach.
1931 to 1953.
Right, but he was kind of, I think he played in some of those early years. He was like playing coaching, but whatever, it's a different world.
Yes.
But you said, who's going to be the head coach for the Giants for the next 20 years? You just said that. If that's what you're thinking when you're making this hire, this is a long, at least double-digit year head coach hire. Stefanski has that edge.
Yeah, because of his age.
Because of his age. I mean, John Harbaugh, I mean, God bless him, at 75 years old, he might still be going strong, but unlikely. Or unlikely they don't want to do it. And so this is the pro and con.
Right.
The Giants have had so much turnover at head coach. The last thing you want to do is hire somebody who you're going to have to consider and think about 5 or 6 years from now.
Yeah, I'll settle for a decade. Maybe I was too, shooting for the moon with 20. Right. But a decade Harbaugh can do. So, again, I think most fans would be incredibly upset. I would be okay with Stefanski. I'm more in the realm of it can't not be either, or it's an insane premise what has happened with the New York Giants. Because what you have right now today is the first time in forever that this fan base feels excited.
Yeah.
And you can't, it's like taking a bone out of a dog's mouth.
100%.
They'll bite back.
100%.
You can't do that.
And to me, it's more just Harbaugh than it is Harbaugh and Stefanski, or Harbaugh, Stefanski, and McCarthy. But Giant fans, are you with me on this? Like, not that it's bust, because I don't think that's fair, but it will be a major disappointment if anyone not named John Harbaugh is the head coach of the New York Giants. We'll get to your calls coming up. This is from Adam Schefter's podcast in relation to a team like the Jets saying, hey, John Harbaugh's available. Mm-hmm. We got to go get him. We have to go make secret phone calls to ensure that we can get him. Here is him explaining why that is not really something you can do.
You can't fire your head coach to go hire John Harbaugh without even talking to him and knowing that you get him. Now, people might say, oh, there's tampering. I'm telling you right now, he's on a fact-finding mission, and he wants to talk to everybody, and he would not commit to any one team. It wouldn't happen. So if you're firing your sitting head coach to go hire him, you may be left holding the bag.
So here's the thing. This involves both angles of this town.
Yes.
Let me start with the Jets. There are a lot of Jet fans out there who would say, who cares? Fire him. I am not one of those. I am not willing to fire Aaron Glenn after 1 year, take my shot at John Harbaugh that I know I'm not going to succeed on, and then, quote, hold the bag. He's right. You're not secretly calling John Harbaugh and getting an answer. So hopefully, to my fellow Jet fans, whether we disagree or agree, you can understand that more.
In you can call the agent.
Right, but look, did you hear what Adam said?
Oh, I know.
He's not committing.
No, you're right. That's the challenge, because John Harbaugh might want to take a year off.
Or he's going to continue to find out different facts about each franchise before. He's not committing to the Jets. So you have to be willing to fire your head coach. And that's where I know there's a disagreement between me and a lot of Jet fans. I don't want to fire Aaron Glenn after 1 year. So done. It can't happen.
Right.
Why that comment by Schefter also benefits you guys is that the idea that the Dolphins know they're getting him does not apply.
Yeah.
What Stephen Ross decided was, hey, I'm willing to take the shot. I was on the fence with Mike McDaniel anyway. I went back and forth for a few days. I'm going to take my shot at John Harbaugh. And if I don't get him, I'm good, because I was ready to move on anyway.
Well, the difference with the Dolphins' job is unique, because they had some success when they were in the playoffs two seasons ago. And so it's almost like you just need some refining, whereas the Giants haven't been in the playoffs.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And, well, they were, but in 2002, but it, consistently in a long time. And so when you're bringing in a coach, it's partly because of the talent on the team, but it's also, we need somebody to get us back to being relevant,
mm-hmm.
you know, consistently relevant. And so if you are, I don't know, the Baltimore Ravens, you can take a shot at Jeff Hafley because you have a ready-made team that already can get to the postseason. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so it's a different job and different criteria. It's why some of these young coaches, I think Jacksonville was the same way because you hire, you have all the talent that you need on that team. It was just poorly coached by obviously Doug Peterson and Urban Meyer before that. And so you get a coach who's competent, young, has never done it before. Guess what? They turn it around pretty quickly. I think the Giants can actually be that team. They can turn it around pretty quickly. You just need the right coach. And so, yeah, we want John Harbaugh, but I think you can't be so desirous for one guy that everybody else is not an option. Does that make sense?
Yes and no. You're being very reasonable,
right.
But I think you this is a be. Case in which you are not reading the fan base. This is the guy.
Look, I love the fan base. It's the most knowledgeable fan base.
But they're idiots.
But, I mean, we had this conversation. Did we talk about this on air or we just talk about this off air?
I don't know.
About the Abdul Carter stuff.
A little bit on air. You're talking about how great of a rookie year he actually had.
He had a fantastic rookie year.
Mm-hmm.
Yet every Giant fan thinks he's a bust.
Mm.
It's like, do you not watch the games? Or at least not, or you not read about the games? Or you read the advanced statistics on the games? Abdul Carter had a great rookie season. In fact, he's in the running for Defensive Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, you were telling me some of the metrics around him, and I couldn't believe it.
Right. He's 11th, tied for 11th in total pressures.
That's
all season long.
Yeah.
And he's number one.
In fast pressures, right?
In fact, not rookies, everybody.
Including Myles Garrett.
In fast pressures. Exactly right. So he's, like, he had a really good season. And I remember saying this in the middle of the year. Dude, he's just not showing up in the stat book. He's doing great stuff. He's just not showing up in the stats. He's not getting sacks. He's not doing all these other things. That comes because he's a rookie, right? Next year, he's going to have 10.5 sacks. Guaranteed.
Save it.
Guaranteed.
Save it.
Okay.
All right.
And so I feel like the Giant fan knows what they want to see, and when they don't see it, they get emotional.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's why we're fanatics. We're very emotional.
No, you're right. But sometimes you need calm. Sometimes you need prudence.
Tiki is the voice of calmness.
In retrospective.
No.
And by the way, this is why I like Kevin Stefanski.
Yeah.
Because you know what he is? He's calm. He doesn't react.
What does lip-reading Jackson Dart tell us about the future of the Giants head coach? We'll get to that in 10 minutes, but let's get to your phone calls. Jim is in Connecticut. What's up, Jim?
Hey, hi, how are you? Thanks for taking my call.
Hey,
listen, bear with me. I'm a fan, okay? And I'm a Giants fan. So I'm sitting here in a car saying, okay, so Joe Shane is heading up the search.
Yes.
But let me ask a question. If Joe Shane believes that John Harbaugh is the guy to get. He goes to Mr. Mara, and I recognize poor Mr. Mara is dealing with an illness, a sickness.
Right.
And he just says to John, look, this is the guy I think we should get. And then does a conference call with Tisch. They agree. Can one of the owners, I'm asking a question, can one of the owners like John Mara and or Mr. Tisch call John Harbaugh and say, look, we really like you to come here. We have a good nucleus of players. We think you're the guy that can run the show.
Yeah.
Can you come out and see us or whatever?
No, absolutely. Absolutely. That's what would happen, I think. I think if he gets recommended by, it's Joe Shane leading it, but I'm sure there's others that are heavily involved.
And he's also, Joe Shane is not making the decision, is my understanding, based on a lot of the reports from the great Giant beat writers, that it is an ownership decision.
100%.
Joe is leading the search. He'll bring them the information, but at the end of the day,
he'll make a recommendation.
Yes.
Like, I think it's this guy over this guy or this guy over this guy. Now it's your decision to make. And I won't say the relationship because I think it'll probably start to get a little bit of familiarity in this process, but it's when you got to sit down and say, do I like this guy enough to be my head coach from an ownership standpoint? That's John Mara and the Mara family and obviously Steve Tisch and the Tisch family. Like, does this guy feel like the person I want is the face of our franchise?
George is in Red Bank. Good morning, George.
Good morning, everybody.
What's up?
How is everybody?
Good.
All right. here's the thing. The Giants need to go for Harbaugh. Not Stefanski, not any other coordinator who's never coached before. Because first things first, every last Giants head coach since, what, Coughlin?
Yeah.
Their first time head coaches. And since, and look how that's worked out, right?
Except for Shermer. Able, except no. for Pat Shermer. Pat Shermer had, yeah, had been experience before.
Yeah, but majority of those guys are those first time.
No, you're right.
Hey, let's try something new, right?
You're right. You're right.
We need direction and order. That's another reason why I think they brought back Sean. Because for years, this franchise was directionless. They had no idea what was going on. Now the team generally has a direction which is heading.
Right.
So that's why they keep some sort of order by keeping Sean. As angry as people are because we think, they have to keep him on for sort of
order. George, you're absolutely right about Joe Shane.
Who?
Absolutely.
Because Sean's got to get something off his chest. George was saying something different.
How do you say Sean twice? He's been the GM for 5 years. If you got to dislike him, can you get the guy's name? Yeah. Right?
No, he didn't dislike him. He actually liked him. But Joe Shane. Yeah. But just not enough to an aside. Name. People say it wrong all the time. I'm sure people still say Giannis's last name incorrectly as well, despite having to say it forever. And so he's right. Joe needed to be here for stability. And we think he hasn't done anything, but he has. His last two drafts were really good.
Right.
The innovation that he's brought to the scouting in the war room, so to speak, has been different. I mean, it felt like for a decade and a half past when it should have changed, the Giants were just, hey, let's just fly by the seat of our pants and let's figure this thing out. Hey, let's write this down on paper. Can you send me a memo? How about you fax it to me? Right? That's what it felt like this team was running. Hey, you know, we had a big board. You know, can we do it in erasable marker? Right?
Right.
Like, what is our, like, all of those things he's helped change and innovate and bring, and there's a stability. So this is not about Joe Shane. Everybody wants to keep making about him. It's not. He's helping lead a search because he has the competence to do so. Now it's going to be, who does he put in front of John Mara and Steve Tisch? And then ultimately, what does that decision mean for the organization?
It is not about Joe Shane until it's about Joe Shane. If John Harbaugh doesn't take this job, there's going to be a lot of questions. Now, if he takes a year off, that's right. Completely different, Teak. And I think that's where we can
So tell me why John Harbaugh would say, I don't want you, Joe Shane.
I don't know. I'm saying if he doesn't take the job, one of the first questions I'm going to have and a lot of Giant fans are going to have is, did Shane's presence impact it? If the answer is no, okay, no big deal.
Mm-hmm.
But you know that's good. And that's a fair question.
Yeah, it is.
Of course
but
it is.
I can't help but look at his last two drafts. Right, there are Pro Bowl, almost all pro level players that he's brought to this team in the last couple of years.
I'm arguing if John Harbaugh doesn't take this job over his presence, that will annoy a lot of people. I'll ask it to you this way, and I respect what you feel Joe Shane has done here. I'm not even arguing that. If John Harbaugh says to you, in fact, you're in the meetings now, they bring Tiki in, which by the way, they should anyway, and then he would give us all the information. And John says to you privately, Tiki, you know, and you start talking football career, he's like, hey, look, between us, I totally understand your defense of Joe. He's actually done a decent job.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to work with him. So I would advise you to tell ownership.
I would have to ask why.
Well, he gives you his reasons.
Tell me why.
Deontay Banks and Evan Neal's enough for him.
Yeah. But
how about another one?
Yeah.
John Harbaugh's not coaching this weekend because of a kicker, and he's a GM that hasn't figured out the kicker situation.
That's a good one.
No, we got it now.
But yeah, he's so good.
Yeah.
Look, you can argue with him and make great
Better
points.
Call Saul.
If at the end of the day he says to you, I'll only take this job if Joe's not around,
yeah.
What would you recommend to ownership?
I just don't think that's going to happen.
But if it does.
I don't think that's going to happen.
But if it does.
You'd kick it down to a year. You'd not renew his contract and you'd let it expire.
So you'd make a deal with him. You'd say, give me a year.
Yes.
Okay. This is a negotiating. But ultimately, would you keep Shane at the hindrance of Harbaugh taking the job? And that's going to be the question Giant fans will have if John doesn't take the job.
It will be the question. It will not be an issue.
Let's go to Michael in Bucks County. Hey, Michael.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Before I get to my point or question, I guess, Sal doesn't work at the radio station anymore. We got to stop with the Serta Pro Painter satisfying his wife. It's a little wild to me. But anyway, now that Harbaugh seems to be a foregone conclusion with the Dolphins hiring a wrong GM, what do you guys think the Giants' final record is come this time next year?
Oh, I love the long-term question. By the way, let me just say this about my dear friend Sal. He'll always be a part of the radio station, whether he's here or not.
I mean,
that's how I feel about him. I think that's how a lot of people
feel. Sid Rosenberg still has commercials running on this network.
Peerless Boiler.
Peerless Boyer.
Spoilers. And Sal's got to like this.
And hell, he's running for mayor in 4 years, or whatever the term is for New York City mayor.
That's true. Sal's in very good company. Mike Francesa still has promos running here. Sid Rosenberg still has commercials running here. And Sal Licata does.
Right.
And all of those guys will always be a part of the FN family. What will the Giants' record be next year is such an Evan question.
Mm.
It's such a, hey, let's have some fun. Let's look into the future. I'll let you go first, Teague.
10-7.
Wow. Wow, 10-7, which would be a guaranteed playoff spot. Sean Morash, the Giants' record a year from now will be what?
Or with Harbaugh or without?
No, it is a blind prediction. So we don't know the coach. You could pick in your mind who you think the coach is going to be.
All you know is Jackson Dart, Brian Burns, Tyrone Tracy, Cam Scadaboo, Andrew Thomas, Marcus Bowe, John Michael Schmidt.
Okay. 6 wins.
Wow. Mm. That's crazy from you.
It's not crazy for me because it's crazy that I keep going the positive route. I have to see the roster look like a good roster before I call it a good roster.
How many wins should they have had this year?
Let's should they have?
Should they have had this year?
The number he just hit is the number that
I
would jump
six,
out at me.
Because I don't think you can automatically assume you win all of those one-score games.
No, right. I agree, but Dallas, they should have won. The first Dallas,
they should have won.
Won. They should have five.
I'm going to give them Dallas, Denver, Chicago.
Denver, Chicago, so that's three more, so seven.
So oh, good point. So they got the four. All right.
Yeah. So 7-10.
10.
Yeah. Is what they should have been.
I think that's a fair answer.
I agree. I probably would have gone 8-2.
Yeah.
Because Green Bay, they could have won. Two.
Detroit, they went to overtime.
And in fairness, in the NFL, like, you can't
Minnesota,
assume.
Hell, they could have won 10 games. Yes.
I know, but it's football. You can't get them everywhere.
You're right.
Theo Johnson drops a pass. Could have lost to the Chargers, too. You know what I mean? Like,
that's
it works
point.
Out.
There is a great graphic.
Yeah, it's probably 6 or 7.
There's a great graphic I have saved somewhere in my phone on it. Everyone's NFL record, if you reversed their records in one-score games.
Yeah, I remember that.
And I'm looking on my phone to see if I have it, but the Giants would be a playoff team.
Yeah.
Is the moral of the story. Yeah. And so a lot of teams have reverse records, like the Denver Broncos wouldn't be very good. There's one team that jumps out at you as being exactly the same. The Jets.
Do you know that there's a playoff team playing this weekend that the Giants had a better point differential than?
Yeah, the Carolina Panthers, right?
Yeah.
Oh, of course. If there's one game that's going to be an utter blowout, it's going to be that game.
Well, we got NFL picks coming up later
on. I'm just telling you, they had four turnovers in that previous game, and the Rams still almost came down and won it.
I found the graphic, ladies and gentlemen. This is the NFL records if everyone's record in one-score games was the opposite.
What week of the season was this?
This is 16 games in.
Okay.
So we're losing one game.
Right.
No biggie.
Right.
The New York Giants would have been a 9-7 team.
Jeez.
The New York Jets would
have been in the NFC. That's playoffs, right?
Yeah. Well, it would have been the division winner because the Commanders would have been 8-8. The Eagles would have been 6-10.
Wow.
And the Cowboys would have been, for some reason, I can't find the Cowboys. Oh, yeah. 6-9-1.
Mm.
How about that?
Wow.
So you would have won the division. The Jets would have been 5-11, the second worst record in the AFC. And you know who would have had the worst record in the AFC?
Who?
The Denver Broncos.
Yeah.
Everything was tight. Yeah.
The team with the best record in the NFL, if you reversed the results of one score games.
Right. So is that luck of moments or is that great coaching?
It is a combination of both. I think a lot of it is luck. I think some of it is coaching. In the Giants case, I think a lot of it is coaching. But wait for this.
Yeah.
The team with the best record in the NFL, if you reversed their records in one score games, would have been the 13-3 Kansas City Chiefs.
Hmm. Which is funny. Because that's the team last year that would have been the worst.
Exactly. So in my logic, and I did this about turnovers the other day, how I think a lot of times it's about luck.
Yeah.
Not always, but a little bit.
When you have massive turnover differentials.
My gut would be some of the teams that got lucky last year won't get lucky next year.
Mm.
So, by the way, my official prediction on the Giants record, I wasn't going to skip the podium on that one.
Oh, yeah.
I would go 7-10. Like, I think they will be a competitive, good football team, but maybe not to the level that we're dreaming of.
Okay.
But that's without knowing who the coach is.
Yeah.
Which we still don't know.
Yeah, because once you know coach, you know scheme, you know usage, all that other stuff.
And then obviously roster decisions. The quarterback, Jackson Dart, last night was obviously at the Ole Miss game, which turned out to be a tremendous game between Miami and Ole Miss. And the big story for a lot of Giant fans is that he is caught on the sidelines, or on the field, because I think it was pregame, talking with an assistant at Ole Miss. And everybody is doing the let's read the lips.
Yeah. Give NYG Daily some credit. He started this fire.
NYG Daily?
He deserves to be put over for
good
this.
Job. At NYG Daily. I follow them. They do a good job. Or him or she or whoever it is.
That's how I saw it.
Absolutely. Good job by them. So we're all trying to lip read or read lip, whatever the phrase is.
Lip read.
Okay. Jackson Dart's conversation with this assistant, and it appears that the assistant says who's going to be the next Giants head coach, and you clearly say Dart say either Harbaugh or Stefanski.
Right. He said,
why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I don't know. Harbaugh or Stefanski, but I don't know.
So what do you make out of that, if anything?
I don't think he knows. I think he's listening to the media.
What do you think?
Because how is he going to know? He's not in the facility right now. It's not like he's having meetings with he doesn't have a coaching staff right now because they're all in limbo.
He can't text Joe Shane?
Of course he can. So then, do you think that Jackson Dart has a open text chain with Joe Shane?
Actually, that's a great question. In fact, I want to play this clip for you from a few days ago. Joe Shane at his press conference was asked about Jackson Dart having input in the coaching search. Here was his answer.
Input? He might meet somebody, but I don't know about input. You know, I love him, but he's 22 years old or 23, whatever he is, and he's got 1 year in the league. So could he potentially meet a candidate? Sure, but, you know, we'll make the decision ultimately.
What a douchey answer, by the way.
No, it's
I'm sorry, Joe.
Well, you're going to give a rookie quarterback its say?
Look.
And who the hell you're hiring as a head coach?
This is actually very similar to a conversation we'll have in a few minutes about my question for Rob Manfred. You can say the same thing without sounding douchey, which a lot of people will feel about my question, which is totally fine. I respect it. Joe Shane could have said the same thing without laughing and mocking the idea of a 22-year-old having input.
Yeah, it's still funny to me, though.
So. It was very reminiscent of Tom Brady going, we're only going to score 17 points.
Remember that? We know how that turned out. Yeah, the Super Bowl against the Giants. The first one. Because right. I think it was a Michael Strahan prediction that the Giants would win 20-17.
Right.
And Tom Brady's response was laughing, we're only going to score 17, and they ultimately did.
Scored 14.
14, my bad. Final score 17-14?
17-14, fellas. Believe it, and it will happen.
There you go.
That's another Strahan quote.
So you take anything else out of this lip reading, or are we all done?
My hot take is he didn't say that at all.
What do you think he said?
I think that when everybody read the caption of that, we focused in. It was like one of those pictures where somebody says, do you see a rabbit back there? And we focus on it.
Oh, yeah.
I think he could have been asked, what are you going to do after this? We could be boating. We could go skiing. You know, something like that.
But I don't know.
But I don't know. The truth is, he might have said it, but I think because we read that, everybody jumped to, you saw what you now are reading.
No, there is a, I forget, there's a word for that, where you get primed to hear something. It's,
right.
It's the same thing with music. Remember the devil lyrics, the satanic lyrics?
Yes.
When they used to play the records backwards.
You
can't do that anymore because it's digital now. But they used to put these messages on records if you played them backwards. If you just listen to, you don't hear it.
Right.
But if I tell you what to listen for, you absolutely hear it.
And this is why it makes me think it's not. They showed him on this broadcast on camera because he was shown on the Jumbotron for like 10 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
You mean to tell me if all the times Jackson Dart was could have been caught on camera last night happened to be the 10 seconds he was giving his input on who he thinks the Giants coach is going to be? What are the odds of
so that? So you're accusing NYG Daily of just making up a story?
No, I think that NYG Daily, he could have said it. I think he saw it. Did he say it? But I think we're looking for what we wanted him to be saying.
We don't actually hear Jackson Dart say a thing.
Right.
We have no idea.
Right. And if the word is ski,
I don't even think I actually looked at his lips to see if maybe he was saying that. I think I just took it for what was told.
I don't know if the Giants would say yes, but can you ask them if Jackson would join us? Aren't we like friends now after last training camp? I mean, you remember what Jackson said to me off air? He put his arm around me and said, I'm going to make you a Giant fan. And I was like, no, you're not, but nice try. So maybe there's like a little bond now between
us. If he comes on, will you become a Giant fan?
For 30 seconds just to get the interview, sure.
Huh.
It's like when you were dating and you would say something to just, you know.
At 30 seconds, lose forever.
Most 30 seconds does.
Let's go to Tommy in Brick, New Jersey. What's up, Tommy?
Hey, guys. How are you? Thank you for taking my call.
Pleasure. What's
Appreciate
up, dude?
It.
Thanks.
Hey, Tiki, I'm a 67-year-old lifelong Chiefs fan, and I was at the game, and you broke my heart.
Oh, man. That was a fun one.
It was fun to watch as a football fan. You had a great game, a great career. Thank you very much.
Appreciate you. Larry Johnson had a big day that day, too.
Yes, he did. Yep. What I wanted to talk about was, like, full transparency. Nobody knows what Harbaugh has in mind, so... Like I said, full transparency, would Harbaugh wanting to take a year off, say, and giving Kafka another interim title for a year,
You can't kick the can down the road. And what I would wonder about, Teak, and I understand the question of could he take a year off considering his age and how long he's been coaching, but what I wonder is, if he's truly going to schedule interviews next week, and that is the report. Now, nothing has been scheduled yet,
right.
But the reports are he's going to take interviews next week. Adam Schefter, we played the clip earlier, said he's going to be on a fact-finding mission. Does that sound like someone who's going to take a year off?
No, it doesn't. But you don't know what's going to transpire over the next 3 or 4 days where he starts saying, I'm ready to... I think I just want to chill and be with my family.
So that could change.
That could happen over these next couple of days. I don't think that will be the case. But let's say that he does. Who are the teams that are likely to be in the market for a head coach next year?
Next year.
Ooh, I like
next
this.
Year. I mean, unfortunately, you have to throw the Jets up there because if they're a disaster,
100%,
then Aaron Glenn is not the guy. We know that. So
I can see that.
The Jets are one. Nobody else in the East.
I think the Commanders could be one if they have another
bad
year.
Let's say AFC first.
Oh, okay.
The Jets.
Yep.
Let's go Pittsburgh.
Yes. I think until Tomlin's gone, it's always going to be a question.
Right.
Cincinnati has to be.
Cincinnati.
100%.
I think the Colts.
100%.
The Colts, because it was kind of... Yep. Oh, the new owner.
Yes.
Basically said the GM and the head coach have to approach 2026 with... a sense of urgency like they've never had before. That's almost guaranteed.
Anyone who was already on the hot seat but survived, that's a candidate.
Right.
And the Colts are certainly one of them. Keep going.
Chargers, Denver, no. All right, so now let's go. That's four in AFC.
Yep.
In the NFC.
Washington.
Washington.
Dallas.
Dallas if they're sub 500 again.
Yep.
If Sirianni makes it. So, yep. I mean, you could have three in the East.
I think Sirianni just has to live on this list every year now.
No, you're right. You're right. Because even when he goes to the Super Bowl, they still want to fire him.
You can't say Minnesota, can you? We love Kevin O'Connell. Don't we all love Kevin O'Connell?
But if he loses Brian Flores this year and they take another step back and McCarthy was this guy, you could just...
Okay.
Yeah.
How about Dan Campbell? Another bad year from the Lions.
I can't see Dan Campbell. They love him up there.
Yeah. Detroit took too long to get a guy like
that. So, but I will say Minnesota.
Yep.
And then you go to the South.
Well, no. Hold on, LaFleur and Green Bay. If we're talking about them now, we have to talk LaFleur about them next year.
And Green Bay.
Yep.
Definitely Tampa.
Definitely Todd Bowles.
Todd Bowles in Tampa.
Yep. I think New Orleans with Kellen Moore safe. Carolina safe.
Yep.
And Atlanta's hiring a new head coach, so no.
Right.
Unless they go one and done.
So and then the AFC West, new coach. Nobody's in the AFC West. They're all going to be there.
Yep.
Unless we're talking McVay decides to chill out.
Exactly. So that's less hot seat, but...
So think about this. Next year, there could be 11 openings. 11. Now, that's unlikely. But if John Harbaugh says, I just need a year for myself. I haven't spent time, real time with my family in almost two decades. I need a year off. Next year, I think there's a lot of opportunity for John Harbaugh to be right back into the coaching seat.
Danny is in East Brunswick. Hey, Danny.
Happy Friday, fellas. Hope all is well.
What's up, dude?
You too. What's up?
I just wanted to touch on two things. One, if Harbaugh wants to win now, obviously the Giants is the much better roster over Miami. Miami's probably more than likely going to be in the running for a quarterback. If it ain't this year, it's definitely going to be next year. And I completely agree with Tiki on his take where he said, you got to be reasonable when it comes to head coaching because you don't want to wind up in a jackpot like the Knicks did and have no choice but to go with who they went with,
right. Which
was Mike Brown. You have to look at everybody. If it ain't going to be Harbaugh, then Stefanski is next best. If it ain't going to be LaFleur, if they lose tomorrow night, he's definitely getting canned. Then you go with McCarthy, who's got a proven record as well. So,
yeah.
Just wanted to say that. Right. Have a great weekend, fellas.
Appreciate
love the show.
You as well, Danny.
Every day.
Appreciate it. They did all right with Mike Brown.
Yeah, and I don't think the Knick thing is fair because, first of all, the timing of NBA coaching firings is just so different. The Knicks made a firing in late May, while other teams who didn't make the playoffs are making firings a month and a half early.
Mm-hmm.
So the Knicks were always behind the eight ball just based on the timing of their season. And B, I thought the Knicks, and I defended them at the time, and I think I've turned out to be right, all they were doing was leaving no stone unturned.
Mm-hmm.
They asked everybody.
Right.
And yes, they took a lot of shots in the air that were never going to happen because they were active NBA head coaches, and they ended up with a guy who's coached the team to the NBA Finals. Like, I think they did okay. So I don't think it's fair to look at the Knicks coaching search and say, you don't want to end up like that. Like, I want to be like that. I want to leave no stone unturned. Now, the difference between the Knicks and the Giants is that there is a no-brainer available in John Harbaugh.
Mm-hmm.
It was never a no-brainer with the Knicks.
No, there wasn't. In fact, we debated that for a while.
Yeah.
Until they finally made the decision. And then when they made the decision, it kind of was like, all right, I guess that's okay. We didn't know it was as good as it is until we've seen it.
Yesterday, my dear friend Craig Carton came on our show with 5 minutes to go and made a very nice offer. He said, Evan, you could pre-record a question for Rob Manfred. I did. They then decided to not play the question. Why and what did I ask?
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.